السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama e kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and whosoever may be listening over receivers. It is not my intention to give you a lengthy bayan on the virtues of Ramadan or on the punishment that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has declared upon those who do not fast without a valid and a legitimate reason. That you will keep listening throughout the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Every masjid, every mahfil, every majlis, every program, there will be discussion wherever it is taking place on the virtues of Ramadan. As Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has compiled a very beautiful book on the virtues of Ramadan, every person should try to read that before Ramadan so that it can create and develop within him that spirit of fasting in the month of Ramadan. Nevertheless, just one or two things before we start our zikr. That if a person is informed now that next week the Imam of the Haram Sharif will be coming down to South Africa, and he is given the opportunity and the honor to host that Shaykh of the Haram. If somebody is informed that he is given that honor. And Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given him a spacious home. And Allah Ta'ala has provided him sufficiently to entertain that respected guest who is given that great honor of leading the imamat in the Haram Sharif of 2-3 million people during Hajj time. So what would be the reaction of this person? He'll be excited, he'll be happy, he will be looking forward to his arrival, he will be cleaning the house, he will be making the arrangement which room he's going to rest in and sleep in, and what food is going to be given to him, and who will be welcoming him at the airport, and which car he will be traveling from the airport, and what are his preferences with regards to meals, and what is his diet. Does he eat the same kind of hot chili food like ours, or he eats boiled food? He'll make all those inquiries. Or eating all those oily food causes his throat to lose that magnetism of his voice. All those details we'll find out. Why? Because he is a respected guest that is going to visit. So there's so much of excitement, and then he's phoning here and phoning there and telling everybody this is his program and please visit and come. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also sends us annually a guest, a very mubarak guest. He doesn't send us a burden. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not send us a guest who is going to come and damage our property or is going to be negligent in our home. He'll have no discipline. He is going to be abusive or is going to cause harm to our wife and children. Some guests are like that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is sending a guest who is bringing barakat, who is bringing rahmat, who is bringing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's forgiveness, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's blessings. So much of blessings, acceptance of du'as, increase in the rizq. how many things Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blesses a person with if he fasts with sincerity in this month of Ramadan. So it's a very noble guest, a very respected guest, a very honored guest. But just as in this world, if the guest is of a very high caliber, if he's very respectable, very honored, he's got a very high position, so then if you don't treat that guest properly, then sometimes you are liable to get the wrath of the government. Now if that Shah comes and there's nobody to welcome him at the airport there, there's nobody to attend his programs, the house also in which we put him up, in that room there's dead cats and rats and carcasses there, and there's filth and stench there, then you think that guest will ever like to come and visit us again? Or will that government which gave us that honor of entertaining him or being the host, will they ever give us that honor again? So this Mubarak, noble guest which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is sending, if we are not going to honor, we are not going to respect, we are not going to treat this month of Ramadan as it should be treated, then that is the danger. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will then unleash His azab in different forms. And we are noticing that when the Ramadan is not spent correctly, then throughout the year that person sometimes can't make namaz properly, some zikr, tilawat, everything is affected. Then he's indulging in zina too, and he's watching the television filth, and he's watching the porn on the internet, and he's reading filthy magazines. His whole year goes like that. Why? Because he did not appreciate that great gift of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And he thinks that all these things are fun and enjoyment, whereas it is the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala makes that person's life restless. So that is this speech regarding Ramadan for the time being. Everybody wants to know how long is going to be that speech. Whenever you say that there's going to be a speech also before the zikr, then sometimes they get excited. But if this much only we take for the time being, that there is a very noble guest that is coming. It is from, and the sender of that guest is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself, who has unlimited treasures. That if we are going to entertain his guest in the manner that he should be entertained, then Allah Ta'ala will open up the doors of his treasures for us for the rest of the year. He will provide from sources unknown to us. He is going to give us barakat in our homes, in our lives. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give sukoon in our hearts. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bless us with his marifat, with his yaqeen, with his muhabbat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will cause those waves to flow in our hearts of his muhabbat and love. And the rest of the year we will enjoy a kind of blessing that we cannot even imagine, if we appreciate this Mubarak guest that is coming. Again, samandar ka sahil nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal mere behre gham ka kinara nahi hai. The waves of the ocean, they just don't end, go on and on and on. So let us from now plan that, especially the group or the gathering that we have here, Thursday nights, Monday nights, we all come here for our islah. We don't come for increase of our knowledge to high levels. For that we have different majlises, Jummah programs and other bayans and waaz and nasihat. But this majlis, I have repeatedly said, it is to remove that rust which settles on our heart, the rust of sins, the rust of vices and evils, the rust of bad akhlaq and manners, all that rust which settles on our heart. Then we come here and we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to clean and purify us and to give us the himmat and tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of everybody, whoever they may be. Fulfilling the rights of Allah Ta'ala and His creation. If a person has got dirt on his body, he was working in a place which was full of dust, or the sand was blowing, the wind was strong, and the person was in a farm or a jungle. So now he goes and has a shower. So when he has a shower, what does he do? he applies a lot of soap on his body and then he takes the shower. Now when he takes the shower, the soap washes off. Slowly the soap washes off. But what does it leave behind? A fragrant smell. That's what it leaves behind. And especially with the new kind of soaps and all kinds of body polishes that they manufacture and all kinds of fragrances that you get and the amount of money that is being spent on that. So what happens is that the body is washed, it's clean, but that fragrance lingers on for some time. So that is what the zikr does. That dust which has settled on our body, now applying this fragrance or this soap of zikr, slowly, slowly the dust washes off, the dirt washes off, and what remains now is that fragrant smell. Allah. That fragrant smell of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Mubarak name. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must bless us with the reality of these things. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. So those who are coming here regularly, at least make up our minds that we want to spend this Ramadan in the manner befitting Ramadan. Stay away from sins. Make our niyat that we want to spend this Ramadan free of sins. After that, still as human beings, accidental sin, if a person commits, make plenty of tawbah. But have no intention from now that we will be doing this over the weekend and going to this haram place or watching this haram or indulging in this haram. All those evil, haram, illicit relationships, everything must come to an end. Then see the enjoyment of that Ramadan. Spend as much time as possible in the masjid, or if you're tired, go home and sleep. But stay away from rebirth, from sins, from evil, from haram. And then see what Allah Ta'ala gives in this month. The heart will feel full. That emptiness will go. There will be an enjoyment of a kind that even the kings don't know of.
لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے. ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے. اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے. اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن.
So that is what zikr is. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the haqiqat of zikr.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی. اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی. شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے حالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. وہ بھی عجب خوشبخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسا لی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ, لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ. کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی, کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی, وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی, خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی, مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی, مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. Oh my Allah, who can be worse than myself? Which sin is there which I did not commit on this earth? Indulgence in which haram did I abstain from? So there is no one worse than myself on the surface of the earth. We should consider ourselves as the worst. For we do not know when the others are making tawbah from their sins. We can only see what is happening on the outside. And indeed the courts of law and Sharia deals with that which is apparent and which is visible. If a person steals, or if a person is committing adultery, fornication, fraud, whatever he is doing, what is apparent, Sharia will deal with that. But when it comes to the tawbah of the heart, that tawbah, which one of us can really know which part of the night, which part of the day that person showed deep remorse and regret? He shed tears before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in seclusion, and he asked Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for forgiveness. We don't know. So therefore consider ourselves as the worst. It's not going to cost us anything. It will give us closeness of Allah Ta'ala. It will give us forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala.
خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی, مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ, لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah.
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہِ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ او اللہ لسن ٹو مائی سائز لسن ٹو مائی پلیڈنگ لسن ٹو مائی فریاد لسن ٹو مائی کال لسن ٹو مائی بیگنگ لسن ٹو مائی آسکنگ لسن ٹو مائی سیکنگ میک می یورز میک می یورز For if we become Allah's, then everything is ours.
Sun mere naale, sun mere naale, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Apna banale, apna banale, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں اللہ لائف لانگ آئی کی ناٹ فوگیٹ یو آئی مسٹ ناٹ فوگیٹ یو ایون ایف آئی وانٹ ٹو فوگیٹ یو آئی مسٹ ناٹ بی ایبل ٹو فوگیٹ یو گیو می دیٹ کائنڈ آف ریممبرنس آف یورس پٹ دیٹ کائنڈ آف محبت ان مائی ہارٹ ایف اے پرسن از ڈیپلی ان لو ود سم ون کین ہی فوگیٹ دیٹ واٹ کائنڈ آف اے ہارٹ از دیٹ ایف دیٹ پرسن ڈز ناٹ ریممبر دا بیلوڈ whether he's eating, drinking, conducting his business, traveling, doing anything. But the thought of his beloved is dominant in his heart. So we are saying, oh Allah, let your love be so much in my heart, so much in my heart, so much in my heart, that even if I want to forget you, I cannot forget you. Then see what enjoyment Allah Ta'ala gives in that heart. Wallah, we will forget all the sins of our lives. At present, shaitan and nafs tells us there's enjoyment in it, there's enjoyment in it. And keeps us away from the closeness and marifat and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. But if we only get a little taste of that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, just a little, then the hatred of sins will come into our hearts. Then what will it be difficult to throw out sins from our lives. At present we say, give up drinking, give up gambling, give up the watching all the filth on the television, give up the filthy magazines, give up the filthy porn sites, stop casting evil glances. Difficult, difficult, difficult. Why? Because there's no muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in the heart. When that muhabbat will come, all the difficulty will fade away. Then we will look forward to it like how a hungry person looks forward to food. That's how we will look forward to ibadat after that. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless me, bless you, and the entire ummah with the tawfiq of amal. Wa akharu da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله 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 كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah 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 illallahu illallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Who brought that note? Who passed away? Who brought the note? Whoever it is, Allah Ta'ala make his maghfirat, give him Jannatul Firdaus, Allah Ta'ala give him the highest stages in Jannat. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh Allah, we have done great injustice to our own souls. Oh my beloved Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, then oh my beloved Allah, we will be from the losers. Then we will face destruction in this world, in the qabr, in the akhir. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my kind, compassionate, loving, caring Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah, the fragrance of the Mubarak month of Ramadan we can already inhale, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know whether we will see the minutes and the hours and the days of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, convey us to the month of Ramadan with barakat, with peace, with security, with afiyat, with salawati. Ey mere pyare Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Therefore, oh my Allah, you give us the Mubarak month of Ramadan. You give us the Mubarak days of Jumu'ah. You gave us the nights of the year, O Allah. In every day of our lives, O Allah, your door is open for the acceptance of Tawbah. No matter how much we may have distanced ourselves from you, no matter how far we may have gone from Deen and Sharia, no matter how far we may have gone from you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but O Allah, if we seek forgiveness from the depths of our hearts, then you are prepared to forgive and accept sinful ones like us. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum jaise bhi hai, hum gande hai, nalayak hai, siyakar hai, gunegar hai, badkar hai, khatakar hai, sab kuch hai, bande to tere hai. Oh Allah, where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. There is no other support for us besides your support. Our lives are in your hands, our sight in your control, our hearing, our speech, oh Allah, in your control, our heart, liver and lungs in your control. Whether we go east or west, north or south, whether we go deep down the oceans or high above the heavens, we cannot escape your might and your kingdom and your sight, O my beloved Allah. Ey mere Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha, where do dirty filthy ones like us go, O my Allah, who is there to accept us besides you? Ey mere pyare khuda, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ey Allah, aaj mubarak raat hai, juma ki raat hai, it is the eve of juma. Ey Allah, it's a mubarak night and we are very very close to Ramadan. Ey mere pyare khuda, we are seeking forgiveness for all the sins that we have committed in our lives from the time we became of age up till now. Oh my Allah, whatever sins we committed, forgive us. We want to enter the month of Ramadan with a clean slate, oh my Allah. We want to enter the month of Ramadan with a clean and a purified heart, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want in our hearts all the filth of sins. Ey mere Allah, we want purified hearts. Ya Allah, the filth of the city goes into the ocean. Just one wave of the ocean is sufficient to keep the water of the ocean clean. Ey mere pyare khuda, with all the filth of the city that goes into the ocean, the water is still pure and clean. Ey Allah, all our filth, just one wave of your forgiveness is sufficient to wash away all the filth, oh my beloved Allah. Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of envy, of jealousy, of pride, of arrogance. Ey mere pyare khuda, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Oh Allah, who else has attached these begging bowls to our bodies besides you, so that we may raise them any part of the day or night? Ya Allah, when a person goes with a begging bowl to human beings, the human being looks down upon him. Ey Allah, and if he goes repeatedly, he becomes angry. But oh Allah, the more we raise these begging bowls before you, the more pleased you become. Ey Allah, we are raising them before you. We are not raising them before human beings. Allah, we are not raising them before some idol that does not see us, cannot hear us, cannot help us in any way. Ey mere Allah, we are raising it before you. All treasures lie with you. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, you are the one who has blessed us with sight. Ya Allah, we can see the colors. We can see the faces of our parents, our family members. Ya Allah, we can drive on the streets. Oh my beloved Allah, we can see the beautiful scenery. Allah, this is because of the ni'mat of sight which you have blessed us with. And yet, oh my Allah, when we were committing sins in darkness, then we thought that nobody was watching us. Allah, we considered everybody else as of sight, and the only one we considered blind was you. Ey mere Allah, the only one we considered blind was you, that you were not watching us. Whereas even if there is a tiny little black hen crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are watching the movement of that hen. Hey, mere pyare Allah, you could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought humiliation, disgrace and suffering upon us there and then. But how merciful you are, how forgiving you are, how kind you are, how loving you are, how tolerant you are. Ey mere pyare Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. We are hopeful of your mercy. There is no question of despairing of your mercy. Allah, open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Oh Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Ey mere pyare Khuda, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, give us the tawfiq of making namaz 5 times a day, of fasting in the month of Ramadan, of giving zakat if due, and of going for hajj if farz. Oh my Allah, protect us and safeguard us from committing adultery, from committing fornication, from stealing, from fraud, from gambling, and from all sins and vices. Oh Allah, put the hatred of sins in our hearts. Put the hatred of sins in our hearts. Put the love of good deeds in our hearts. Oh Allah, give us the realization that there is nothing in sins except misery. There's nothing in sins except restlessness. There's nothing in sins except anxieties and worries. Oh my beloved Allah, give us sukoon in our hearts. Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with your muhabbat. Ay Allah, bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, put your azmat and your aqeedat in our hearts. Ay mere pyare Khuda, tere saath hume aisa chipka de, aisa chipka de. Give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, oh my beloved Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Allah, give us that enjoyment and that taste that you give to the awliya-e siddiqeen. Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to come close to you. Ay, mere Allah, nafs and shaitan are our declared enemies. Mere Allah, nafs and shaitan ki shararat se hamari hifazat farma. Oh my Allah, distance us from the mischief of nafs and shaitan. Allah, hame apna bana le. Tu hamara ban ja. Agar ek tu nahi mera, tu koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, tu sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera, tu koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh Allah, if you are not ours, nothing is ours. Our children will not be ours. Our homes will not give us comfort. Our businesses will not give us barakat. Ya Allah, there will be nothing but quarrels and arguments and divisions and disunity. But if you are ours, oh Allah, there will be happiness in our homes. There will be unity in our families. Our businesses will give us barakat. Ay Allah, everything will work in our favor. Allah, tu hamara ban ja, aur hame apna bana le. Oh Allah, don't test us in this world. We know that sometimes, oh Allah, sicknesses, diseases, poverty, hardships and problems can be a test. But oh Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Allah, don't test us because we are not worthy of being tested. Allah, hamare saath afwa karam ka maamla farma. Allah, overlook our sins. Forgive our faults, oh my beloved Allah. Bless us with barakat in our lives. Barakat in our homes, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our children, barakat in everything that you bless us with, barakat in our time. Ey mere Allah, hum tujhse dur ho chuke. Ey Allah, hame ab qareeb kar de. Allah, bless us with your closeness and your marifat. Bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Ey mere pyare Khuda, Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ummat aaj sare alam ke andar pareshan. All over the world, the beloved ummah of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is experiencing great amount of suffering. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, indeed it is because of our sins that we have lost that position of honor and dignity that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had left us on. Ya Allah, because of our sins, we are suffering such humiliation and such disgrace. But oh my beloved Allah, who is there to turn the tide? Allah, there is no one besides you. Allah, we have gone weak. you haven't gone weak. Allah, hum kamzor ho chuke, tu to kamzor nahi hua, Islam kamzor nahi hua, hum musalman kamzor ho gaye, lekin Islam kamzor nahi hua. Allah, you are the same Allah that was in the battle of Uhud, in the battle of Khandaq, in the battle of Badr, in the battle of Khandaq, in, at the time of Fateh Makkah. Ay Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi qudrat wala khuda hai. Ay Allah, all forces are under your control. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam. Bless them with iman. Bless them with hidayat. But oh Allah, if they become obstinate, they have made up their minds that they will never ever accept, even if they realize and recognize Islam to be the beautiful deen, then, oh Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Those who are dropping bombs on our innocent women and children. Allah, helicopters, gunships, missiles, on innocent civilians, oh my beloved Allah. Ey mere pyare khuda, to unko hidayat de ya hila de, khatam kar de. Mere Allah, unke zulm se musalmanon ko najat de. Ey Allah, send the gale force wind against them. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause their planes to crash in the mountains. Oh my Allah, the enemies of Islam, give them hidayat. Or otherwise destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Ey mere Allah, musalmanon ko izzat ka maqam de. Bless us with a life of respect. Bless us with a life of honor. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of piety and taqwa. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of amal and actions which are pleasing to you. Ya Allah, distance us from all those actions and deeds which are displeasing to you. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamare hal par raham farma, karam farma. Ya Allah, ek din maut aani. Maut is going to come whether we like it or not. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ya Allah, before the water is poured over our body, ya Allah, one day our tongues will be silenced, our wristwatches will be removed from the wrists, the rings will be removed from the fingers, even false teeth will be removed from the mouth. Ey mere Allah, our tight-fitting clothes will be sliced with the scissors. Our designer clothes, oh my Allah, will be given to us no more. All the filth that we were gazing with our sight, we will be able to see no more. What we will be seeing will be the angels of death. Ey mere pyare khuda, then we will be turned right and left. Water will be poured over our bodies. Allah, before that water is poured over our dead bodies, give us the tawfiq to pour the water of Tawbah over our hearts. Allah, the only thing we will take and go will be our kafan. Allah, hum sirf kafan lekar ke jayenge, sab kuch yahi reh jayega. Allah, before kafan is put over our bodies, give us the tawfiq to put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, in a theater, in a cinema, in a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery, in fornication, in gambling, in popping drugs in our mouth, bottle of wine in our hands. Mere pyare Allah, let the angel of death visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Allah, Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his entire life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid-e-Aqsa, protect all the masajid of the world. Protect, O Allah, all the deeni works that are taking place. Tabligh o Dawat ki mehnat qabool farma, masajid madaris ki mehnat qabool farma, khanqao ki mehnat qabool farma, darul ulum aur makatib ki mehnat qabool farma, mujahideen ki mehnat ko qabool farma. Ey mere pyare Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the du'as that he made for us, especially at the time of Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 glorious shining stars. Ay Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajre Aswad ko choom karke jo maanga tha, Rukne Yamani ko choo karke jo maanga tha, Mataf mein chal karke jo maanga tha, Mizab-e Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo maanga tha, the du'as that he made in Hatib and at the Multazam, O Allah, that masoom, sinless Nabi raised his hands above his head. He attached his chest to the wall. And O Allah, how much he teared. And how much he begged for us. Allah, all the du'as that he made at the Multazam, the du'as that he made behind Maqam Ibrahim after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa in Mina and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, he extends his hand. Oh my Allah, we cannot even imagine. Sinless, masoom Nabi extending his hands from Zohar till Maghrib. Begging and begging and begging. For whom, oh my Allah? For us. All the du'as that he made at Arafat and in Muzdalifah and on all other occasions, Ya Allah, bless us with all that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, those students who are writing examinations, give them success in their examination. Oh Allah, make them assets to our community. Protect them from the fitnas and mischief and corruption at the schools and the colleges and the universities. Ey mere pyare khuda, those who are searching for marriage partners, bless them with good marriage partners. Ey Allah, all the good desires that are in the hearts of the people who are listening, fulfill all their good desires. Allah, fulfill all their good desires. Whatever we have asked, bless them with that. And what we have not been able to ask, bless them with that. Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں Ya Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, fill the graves with noor. Give sabr and jameel and ajr azim to their kith and kin and family. Ey mere Allah, aur jab humare jaane ka waqt aaye, then take us over to Madina Tayyibah. Ya Allah, bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. At the Mubarak Roza of my Mubarak, of Mubarak Madina Sharif, at the Roza Mubarak, Ya Allah, with salat and salam on our lips, let our soul come dancing towards you. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.